And joining us from Salt Lake City this morning is the publisher of the Paltz Sports Newsletter, Ribby Paltz. Morning, Ribby.
Good morning, dear man. Good morning to you down there in Dallas.
Well, are you in Salt Lake City covering the Olympics, or what are you doing out there, just watching?
I'm covering the Olympics for the Paltz Newsletter.
Oh, okay, so you got a credential.
Yeah, and I'm a good man strong today. Good man strong today.
You sound like you're in a good mood.
Yeah, I medaled in the Olympics this past week.
You medaled?
Yeah, got the gold.
I thought you were just covering the events.
Well, I'm also in a couple of events.
Oh, you are?
Actually, mainly one event.
Which one's
that?
I got
mixed from all the other ones I was going to do. I was going to do the curling and the luge and all that stuff, but the only one they'd let me in was seniors ice dancing.
I didn't know they had that.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, I've been practicing, geez, for 3 years, I think.
Really?
Yeah. And unfortunately, Mabel, my partner, she died the night before.
Oh, God. No.
Yeah, the night before the thing. And so I had to try to find another woman, and I couldn't find another woman to do ice dancing with me. So I had to get a guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because it's couples, you know.
Right.
And so I figured I better not risk, you know, trying to test the rule where the same-sex couples can dance. So I had to dress in drag.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, who did you get the ice dance with you?
Hume Cronin.
I thought he was dead. Is he still alive?
It's his brother.
Oh.
Spelled differently.
Okay.
Yeah, I was really uncomfortable on the lift because, you know, I was the girl. So, I got lifted above the guy's head. And when he smashed his hand up against my sack and hoisted me up, he's sitting there doing a toe touch, trying to keep a smile on my face while my sack's getting mushed around like a water balloon. But we took the bronze in that one.
Wow. Wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
I didn't see that added to the American medal
either.
Count.
No, that ain't shown on TV, the bastards.
Seniors ice dancing.
Yeah, seniors ice dancing. And speaking of people who are, you know, pretty well known.
Yeah.
Guess who I'm rooming with?
Who?
Apollo Anton Oma.
No, you're not.
You wouldn't be able to stay in the Olympic Village with security the way it is, you know?
Yeah, that's where I'm staying. They give you free condoms and hand warmers.
Oh,
great.
Gosh.
And Apollo, he's a great guy. You know, he's an American Jap.
Jeez.
And I think that I love him, Georgie.
You love him?
I think I'm in love with him.
Wow.
Well, he's like a son to me. I love him like a son.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's
I can see that, yeah.
A son that I have sex with.
What?
I'm teasing, Giorgio.
Don't talk like that.
No, I love him like a son. I've kind of taken him under my wing, teach him everything I know.
Yeah.
What do you know?
Yeah, I know a lot about the sport. And there's a lot of sport at the Olympics.
Yeah, there's a lot of sport
and
going on.
And I'm heavily involved in all the sports. I mean, everyone at the Olympic Village, they know me, and all the athletes, I talk with all of them, well, except for Michelle Kwan.
Why?
I got to stay 500 feet from you. I don't want to talk about that. Anyway. But the U.S. is doing a good. They are doing a good in hockey.
Yeah they're and lost yet.
Yeah, they're doing good. Hey, and
good
you
report.
Remember I said I won the gold medal?
You won the gold.
Yeah, in an event I wasn't even entered in.
What?
Well, I've never been skiing. Oddly enough, I've never skied in my life. You know, I'm getting up there in age. I figure, you know, I'm going to go out on the mountain and get a little skiing in, a little cross-country action.
Yeah, that's easy to do during the Olympics, sure.
Yeah, so I'm kind of trekking over these hills and up in the mountains and stuff, and then I get to the top of this one area, and I look down, and notice there's all these people down there, a little building down there. So I'm kind of just staring at it, seeing what's going on, you know, and everything. And I realize, man, I can't see it too well with my head crooked to one side, so I need to face it head on.
Yeah.
Face it head on, took off down the hill.
Uh-oh.
Took off down the hill. And I got caught at it. I figured then, as I was about halfway down the hill, I'd be damned if I wouldn't caught at the top of the speed jump.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So then I go sailing off that dang ramp. I did a triple Lindy and got the gold medal in freestyle.
They just went ahead and entered you and signed you up, huh?
Right. When I landed on the snow, both my legs broke. And I raise my hands in pain because I'm hurting so bad. And they all think I'm celebrating. Crowd goes wild. Well, it's incredible. None of my age has ever gotten the gold in the freestyle. And the only time, set an Olympic record.
Wow.
No one has even attempted the triple Indy.
Man, it was a bittersweet event for you. You won the gold but broke your legs.
It really was. I made 27 revolutions in the air. Head over heels.
Well, congratulations. We haven't talked to a gold medal winner
anyway,
yet.
Anyway, boys, I got to go. Mike Madonna and I got a big double date tonight I'm going to get ready for.
Oh, wow.
Yeah? Who's going?
He's going out with some hot blonde, and I'm going out with Apollo Anton Ono.
All right, see you later.
I'm still in drag from the figure skate.
All right, stop.
Bye, Revy.
Right,
see ya.
Oh, gosh.
Revy Paltz with a very inaccurate report from Salt Lake City. The Winter Olympics.